Sami Abu Ghazale, a member of the Christmas Lutheran Church. Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 22. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. Once, when he was serving as priest before God and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and the power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak until the day these things occur." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered at his delay in the sanctuary. When he did come out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He kept motioning to them and remained unable to speak. The birth of John the Baptist foretold. Almighty Lord, how great thou art! How great thou art! From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you, O Lord, for your presence in our daily life. You extend your support to us in many different and unexpected ways that exceed our imagination. Above all, we remain humans. We often fail to understand your plans that you prepared for us and for our future. So we ask you, O Lord, not to leave us alone during our daily challenges. Help us to dedicate our souls to you, to open our hearts and minds to listen to your words. Help us to have a strong faith like Zechariah, who did not give up even when all the chances are seemingly gone. Zechariah did not lose his faith in you, O Lord. Zechariah kept your words in his heart and challenged all the people around him. He was faithful and surrendered completely to you. O Lord, you promised Zechariah that you would give him joy and gladness and let him rejoice at the birth of his son, the birth of John, who came to this world by a miracle. Nowadays, as we are preparing ourselves for Christmas, we remember John the Baptist, who set the road before you and baptized the people in the Jordan River. As a baptized Christian community, we stand before you, Lord, and witness the birth of Jesus in the little town of Bethlehem. On top of that, we are witnessing the birth of Jesus in our hearts. Let us carry the love that Jesus gave us to one another and remember that baby Jesus defeated the largest armies of the ancient world with the love he brought to this world. Herod the Great's words still echo in the Jerusalem desert. How is it that baby Jesus defeated the strongest armies? How is it that he escaped the baby's massacre in Bethlehem? How is it the Holy Family managed to escape to Egypt and save baby Jesus? How is it that this love that came to this little town of Bethlehem was capable to spread all over the world within the absence of media and technology? How is it that this love that was born in the manger of Bethlehem delivers power and hope to all weak and poor on earth? How is it that famous kings and emperors in the ancient history were forgotten, and the name of Jesus Christ is still alive, King of Kings and Lord of Lords? From the other side of the Jerusalem desert, John the Baptist's words heard echoing and answering Herod the Great. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Yes, dear sisters and brothers in Christ, by these words we are sure that God is just and faithful. Jesus promised to us joy and gladness that we do not deserve in the first place. But in grace, we unite with God by the Holy Spirit and have an eternal life. Amen.